from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Cedric with the conversion, and Team USA make history in Paris.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
Alon Amar, the hands in the air. They've done what no other American rugby team in sevens have ever done before.
Bronze medal. Of what sounds like a ridiculous question, but there's some science behind it. Would you rather win silver or bronze?
Science. Bronze, you're winning your last game, aren't you?
In many like studies, the bronze winners are happier than silver winners. In fact, I watched a swimmer yesterday who won the silver, and in his interview said, obviously it's not the outcome I wanted.
Did you see the U.S. men's gymnastic team winning the bronze?
They were thrilled.
They went nuts.
Mm-hmm.
It almost made me a little like, I'm not going to have this take because you guys work probably harder than I can ever imagine for 4 years, and bronze medal is an achievement of a lifetime for a person, but it seems like we're celebrating it like it's the gold. Just saying.
Meddling matters, but hey,
yes, I know.
Sometimes silver feels bad.
Bronze in the moment feels better than silver.
It can, depending. I mean, if it's a bronze medal game, then you win a game.
Do you remember in the
versus if you just finished third in a race, that's not quite the same.
Do you remember the last time the World Juniors were here and someone on, who would have lost, Finland or Sweden, whoever won the silver medal, took their silver medal off and threw it in the stands?
Yeah.
Silver doesn't always feel
Brian,
great.
Brian, who was it? You remember which country that was, Brian? Brian Koziel on the Western Hotline. Hey, Brian.
Hey, was it Russia?
It might have been Russia.
Okay, that might be right.
I don't know.
Didn't they trash? Was it? Did they trash the locker room or something? Or
that
I don't know.
Also sounds a little familiar.
I'm trying to think.
Elias Andersson was
okay.
4-game ban.
Sweden
threw his silver medal to a fan in the stands following a loss to Canada.
Okay. Yeah.
Sweden. Yep. The IIHF punished Sweden for removing their silver medals.
Wow.
Anyway, right. Brian, who's
psychology why the bronze feels better than like you feel like, holy cow, I medaled. How cool is this? Like, whereas silver, and a lot of times you're right, you're upset that you didn't finish first.
Maybe
it depends on.
Yeah,
you're right. The event, if it's a head to head thing and you're losing the final one, if it's more of a maybe just like, you know, I don't know if you, I guess if you silver in golf that we're going to talk about here in a moment here, like. you know, you finish second. I don't know. I guess it depends again. You know, did
how,
you
it depends
to lose?
Right.
You know, I don't know.
It depends how it happens. But the interview I watched with the swimmer yesterday, he gets out of the pool. His family's going crazy. He's happy, and they cut to his interview, and he says the words first. Not what I came for. I got the silver, which means I'm the first loser. That's what he said.
Here's,
immediately after winning an Olympic medal.
Here's how they should do it. Because if you are going in to your bronze medal match, you're fighting for bronze or going home with nothing.
Nothing, right.
Versus you go into your gold medal match, you already know you've won silver. So why not, like especially in these hockey games, but in other sports too, if you've won in the semifinals, you've already won the silver. Give everyone the silver, and now you have a chance to trade in your silver for gold once you get to the finals.
This is elaborate.
That's what you need to do.
A trade.
Award the silver medals in the semis, because that's when you win the silver.
You're upgrading.
Yes. That's my idea.
All right, Brian. So the golf, the Olympic golf, it's you know, the biggest names, right? Big stars. It's a crossover event for some of the guys that aren't on the same tour. What do we expect out of this Olympic tournament?
Yeah, I mean, the setup is going to look similar to what I guess we see on a PGA Tour event. It actually even falls on kind of like what a normal day, a week would look like. It's a Thursday through Sunday thing. It's the top 60 players that have qualified, and each country kind of has their own rules in terms of, well, I guess each country is sending their highest qualifiers. Now, depending upon where your world ranking is, then your country can actually qualify more, and that's why the United States has four. They've got Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, Colin Morikawa, and Wyndham Clark. So those four will make it. You know, Bryson DeChambeau obviously maybe has a strong argument to say that he should be one of those four, but because it's based upon world ranking points, and we know obviously because of Liv, he didn't get it. Other countries are just sending two, but it's the best 60, I guess, you know, from there. And then, you know, it's only the top three. It's going to be gold, silver, and bronze from there. No cut. And it's going to be played at a course that hosted the Ryder Cup the two times ago when Europe hosted in 2018. And so in some sense, some of the pros will have some familiarity with that participated in that event too. And the French Open itself for golf has hosted it a couple of times too. So some of these players may have also played it for that.
Yeah. So, Le Golf National is the name of the course, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a bloodbath for the U.S. when they played there in the Ryder Cup. I know some players yesterday were being interviewed and talking about that. And the setup supposedly is not going to be maybe as tough as it was for that Ryder Cup. When Europe hosts the event, they get to set up the course. When the United States hosts the Ryder Cup, they get to set up the course. Well, Europe made it tight and brought the rough up high because they didn't want the U.S. and their long power game off the tee to be able to take an advantage. Europe is kind of maybe known as the more accurate, more disciplined squad in these events, and they smoked the U.S. that year, so... McIlroy had a good comment yesterday talking about it.
I saw it. I thought it was fake. It was so sharp as a comment, but turns out it was real.
Yeah. No, they asked him. So him and Shane Lowry, who were both playing for Ireland, played together yesterday, and then they had a press conference afterwards. And they asked them both about the rough, and Lowry said, he goes, I think it's a little less. And then McIlroy says, I don't have the quote perfectly, but it says, you know, ask the Americans. I wasn't in the rough that much that week. So I thought he was ready with that right away.
Yeah, a nice blast. You know, Brian, for this event, for the Olympics, a lot of Olympics, there are definitely individual sports, and then there are team sports. Is there a push to get a team golf element here? I mean, the Ryder Cup, of course, is a very popular event because it's team golf, the President's Cup. There are some team golf events, but they're not that many. And you know, you could sense a desire for it in some ways. Like Liv tries a team event. I'm not sure that really works. Could a team event work at the Olympics? Are the numbers there? Is it not in place because of what you just laid out about how the U.S. sends four and Spain sends two and you just don't have equal numbers? Could that be something that in the future they look to do?
I think so. John Rahm, I was listening to him a little bit yesterday, who's representing Spain. And he said, he's like, he wanted to expand to have some sort of team aspect. He said it would be really cool to kind of share the stage with another player, obviously him from Spain. But I think there's some potential there. I know that there was some talk that they're thinking of figuring out a way that each country could have maybe a men's player and a women's player and have them team up. Thing is, though, is that there's so many countries. I don't know quite maybe if it could be similar to the Ryder Cup. The only thing in my head that I could think of, quickly is that they do have once a year in the PGA Tour. Remember, they have that match play where they have the bracket of 64.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And that what you could do is, right now, there's 60 participating players, is... maybe in some sense is that could you have 64 participating countries, and if you want to participate in the team portion of it, you submit however the country, I guess, wants to do it. You submit your pair, and that they could do match play in that sense, and then that kind of gives the team aspect. I don't know how you can maybe you could do it where it's partnered up and everybody plays a round, and then they cut from there, and then you could go into like head to head if they wanted to make it shorter from that. So I mean, I'm sure there are ways to maybe figure it out, but it sounds like that most of the golfers that are asked about it, they are open and desiring some sort of team aspect. Right now it's just 60 golfers play in a 4-day tournament like we normally see in the top three medal. If the other 57, in some sense, maybe, go away disappointed.
And, yeah.
So obviously some golfers, their expectations. I've heard, some interviews say, hey, making the Olympics is our medal. So for some, I'm sure that's it. But for a lot of the better players, if they don't finish in the top three, then they are walking away disappointed. Because it is a tough to do. You're 60 players for only three spots.
It's not going to be, if we're going for team event, I think I'd want alternate shot if I could pick which one I would get. Like, give me alternate shot. I find that to be the most interesting. Brian, the course and the way that it's set up, we're not looking at a U.S. Open or greens running 14 on the stimp, right? Like, we should expect low scores, and do they want this to look like shot makers golf?
I think so. I mean, I think, this is, there's no, like, reputation or course setup that people are going to be thinking like, oh, this, U.S. Open has to be par or protecting some sort of record.
Right, the club superintendent isn't going to be shamed if the winning score is like 22 under.
Correct, yeah. I think they're just looking to make this as exciting as possible. So my guess is they'll set some holes up that could be drivable, or some, you know, some par fours, maybe some risk reward things. They want to make this exciting. They want the best players in the world to be involved because that gets it more attention. So I think that they'll probably set it up much easier, well, somewhat easier than what it was when it was there for the 2018 Ryder Cup. And remember, too, golf is still so, in our lifetime, so new to the Olympics. Golf was there in 1900, ironically enough, in France. Then in 1904, I think, was the last time that it played. And then it went away. And then it came back in 2016 in Paris. Or I'm sorry, in Brazil. That's when Justin Rose won the gold. And then the 2020, which turned into 2021 because of COVID, in Tokyo, that's when Schauffele won. So Rose and Schauffele in our lifetime have been the only two to win gold medals. So we've had pretty respectable winners get gold medals. And, you know, obviously, you know, we're anticipating a guy maybe like Schauffele, who's been on fire, winning it again. There's so many players from a whole bunch of different countries here, obviously, but the favorites are still pointing to the guys that we would point to in a major: Schauffele, Scheffler, McIlroy, Morikawa, Rahm, Oberg, Fleetwood is representing the UK, and Matt Fitzpatrick is representing the UK. So Justin Rose is not going to be there. He did not qualify. Those were the two that ended up making it for Great Britain.
All right. It would be really weird, right, if Rory won the gold medal. Would it feel weird? Like, the meaning of the gold medal, Brian, is not at major level. Maybe it will one day, but it definitely isn't right now, I don't think.
Yeah, I think it's probably right after it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, some of the players might make it feel like it's a major. Some of the players this week have discussed that they would view this as close to a major, but there's just not the tradition of it. There's not the longevity of it. It's only the third time that we've had golf in our lifetime here at the Olympics. And I think they're still going to be tinkering with the format. And you're right, maybe the team thing, maybe there can be two elements to it. I mean, I guess I'm thinking another individual sport, tennis. I mean, you can participate in the singles and in the doubles. I don't know if that quite is a fair comparison. But in gymnastics, there's the individual competition and there's the team competition. So maybe golf, you know, 4 years from now, they can figure out a way that there can be both, where there can still be this shot at individual meddling, and then also there's some sort of way that your country can win it too.
Brian Koziel, host of TD Green. What do you guys got going on this week?
We are at Pendleton Creek Golf Club on Saturday. I can't believe this is into our final month. We've got just five shows left before NFL season starts. So, yeah, we'll be talking about golf with the Olympics too, and I'm sure Saturday we can maybe come up with a little set of better brainstorms of what we can do to maybe element or have this team element of golf with the Olympics. I think it would be fun to, if you can get that into it. We know that the playing for your country in golf only happens once a year. The Ryder Cup and the President's Cup, you know, they rotate, and I always find those events really, really fun. But because you get to play those different formats, you mentioned alternate shot. I mean, there's different ways that you could do it. We never see the pros ever actually play scramble. I wonder if that would be fun. We get to see them play their own ball and best ball count. We see them play alternate shot. I think it would be super fun if they got to play a scramble like we get to play in some of our, you know, events that you play with for charity and stuff like that, just to see how low could they go.
I don't know if I've ever told you about this format that I play. I played a tournament with a format one time I've never seen before anywhere else, and that's that you have a partner. You each hit your tee shot, and then you hit each other's second shots, and then you switch back and play in from there. It's very strange, but because like you don't get your own score, but you do get your own score, but someone hits one shot for you on every hole.
Yeah.
It was wild.
It's designed to get mad. I feel like it's designed for you to get mad at your partner because
you
put a perfect one down the middle and he steps to the tee. And, oh, now I'm dropping for three because you put it a mile in the woods.
Right. Vice versa. Tree. Geez, you put me behind a tree. My second shot is toast. Like, I can't get it. There was a ton of pressure. I don't remember the name of that format, but whatever. It was fun. Thanks, Brian.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
Brian Koziel on the Western Hotline, the Olympic Golf. Coming soon. Women's tennis still rolling, men's and doubles. And lots going on the next couple days in that. Jeremy and Joe with you, 803-0550. When we get back, I want to get to this. So in Houston, they play tomorrow against the Bears. Houston offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick had a quote about how Stephon Diggs will be used. And I think he's wrong. And I say that as one of Diggs' biggest fans. I think he has something about Diggs very wrong. I'll tell you what that is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.